This is the Chat with Mrs. Burns' third grade.
I'm Isabella.
I'm Rowan.
I'm Jack.
I'm Lincoln.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Sarah.
I'm James.
And I'm Ben.
And I'm Eliana. And this week, our essential question is, how do you feel about genetic engineering?
So genetic engineering is kind of like when you say, like, when Ben goes in and he says, I want my son to have these personalities. And so then when, like, his son is born, they have his personalities. And it's like transferring genes almost. It's just like, well, I want my son to have these genes and these. And like,
yeah, but
I could say when I have a son, I want my son to be super fast. Like,
and,
really fast.
But then there's bad sides too to it.
Like, yeah, like, then, like,
there won't be much diversity because everybody's want someone to be perfect, and athletic, intelligent.
Yeah, I feel like
and
if
it's
we,
not gonna
with
be
with genetic engineering, it's just like with genetic engineering, it's like don't judge a book by its cover. Doesn't apply anymore because it does. Like, if I go up to, I would never do this, but if I go up to Sarah and say, I don't like your hair, then that would be that, like, no, I would never say that. But, like, for, like, an example, like, that would be really rude. I don't want to be friends with Sarah because I don't like her hair.
But that'd be totally
but
gone.
But she's really nice.
Yeah, that'd like, be that'd totally be, gone. Everybody would just have concerns of being pretty.
And no one should be perfect. And also, like, it's really bad because I don't like, I some of the cons about it is also, if you just create your own person, then you won't give the person a chance to choose what they want to do. Like, what if you wanted them to be super strong, but they wanted to do something else?
Like, be intelligent and do something else with their life.
Yeah.
Like Maggie was saying, I would never say this, but if people, like, only were friends with people, because if they're perfect, like, just imagine I went up to Maggie and said, like, I'm not gonna be friends with you because I don't like your dress, and it doesn't match your hair, then, like, everyone would start doing that because they would be like, huh,
it's fine.
Maybe pretty people are so much better, and then, like, people was everyone would start being pretty because of genetic engineering.
Yeah,
and people would have a chance to be whoever they want.
It's like
the diversity would be gone.
It just doesn't matter what they look like.
And diversity is one of the most important things about Earth.
It's like you were told to do this and you can't do anything else.
Yeah.
And it's like you can't learn life's meaning.
It's like
you can't choose who you are,
but like
you have no choice. So it's a lot better if people don't choose how you are, cause that's it. You can't choose anyways. But it's just not right to have someone choose what you're gonna look like and who you're gonna be. But on the good side about genetic engineering is that you would be able to make your son super strong, cause they might be weak, and you don't want to have a weak son, or you can make him smart because you
daughter,
don't want it.
Or daughter.
Yeah, son or daughter. You don't want them to be dumb.
And so.
And if you if you had someone be just like you, it would kind of be bad.
Yeah.
Because you want to do what you want to do, and not what.
Everyone should be not alike from each other. Everyone should be different.
And if
also,
it wouldn't be fun. It would be boring if everyone was just the same person.
And they just always agreed with you.
Yeah. And also, if you want to create someone that can help, you can. It's just like everyone else is saying. So, if you want to create someone that's really smart, nice, fast, strong, then that can help our world problems.
Yeah, because let's say, so people are selfish.
Because
humans are very selfish, and they don't do things.
Not everyone.
Most people are very.
That's not right.
Most people are very selfish, and so basically, if you made someone that was so generous enough to go out on a limb, just to do something.
What's
for
a limb?
Someone.
A limb is like the bike.
For someone that needs it more than they do, just think about how much that would help the world.
Yeah, but like, they could help the world because Jenna, like, as Lincoln said, like, if someone was strong, yeah, but like, if someone was, like, they could help.
But I don't think that genetic engineering is good, but then I see, like, why people would think that it was good. Like, I don't think it's good, but other people might think it's good because, like, people could, like, help people who so much.
Who even, like, came up with, I want to know who came up with genetic engineering.
Who came up with genetic engineering was Herbert Boyer and Stanley Cohen in 1972.
And so what they use to make it is just like Maggie said at the start, genes.
Yeah.
Using genes from other people. That it's so it's like taking so like on food, they take genes from oranges and genes from other types of fruit and artificial genes,
and they could
which are things that make. Which are genes that they make,
they make oranges into kiwis.
Yeah, making oranges
cool.
Sweeter.
Make them tasting better.
Yeah, making them tasting
like,
sweeter.
Some people try to make apples or strawberries or any sort
like
of
GMO.
Fruit or anything, and the whole entire
also,
world tastes
that's
better.
That's kind of funny. Wait, like,
I'm just saying, so, our,
and plus, if you like mix, say, a broccoli gene with the orange gene, you don't even know if it'll taste good.
Yeah.
You're just assuming it
then
will.
Probably
that'll
be bad.
Disgusting.
Yeah. I've actually tried it. One time I think like someone told me that like bananas have like 95% of a human's genes, which is weird.
Okay.
Probably.
And some of and
why I think genetic engineering on humans is good because like if they can't run or is not heavily muscled, then like they can take the fastest runner and somebody who's really strong and like cross their genes with their DNA and make them stronger and faster.
Yeah. Well, but like it doesn't really matter. Like it really doesn't matter.
That's why there's a good side to it and a bad side.
Yeah. I just plainly think that it's not good, but then I see why people would think it's good because you could have any person that you want, but I seriously don't care what people look like or how fast they are or how strong they are.
Just matters on
but
the
how smart they are.
Yeah.
It's just like if they're nice or
like
if
they're
like if they're
caring.
Yeah,
because
but
you just judge them
but
by
then,
how pretty
but
they are.
Also
you don't
there's
even know
also
a
other side. That's where the other side comes from, because that's where
like,
the other side comes from, because genetic engineering on human beings could change their personality to make them be nicer, and that's where the good side comes from.
Yeah, I kind of am in the between from good genetic engineering, bad and bad genetic engineering. I like it; it's good. Because you can make someone strong and fast, but I think it's bad because you wouldn't want everyone to be the same because it's just boring when everyone's the same person.
Genetic engineering is not just on humans, so. You can go ahead.
So, like, I feel like genetic engineering, I think the idea was good, but once it comes out, people are going to take advantage of it.
Yeah.
So, we have to wrap up. That's all the time we have.
Bye.
Bye. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Subscribe.
Bye. To the chat.